1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon, our temperature at 61 degrees. Rusty, looks like the rain's ended for now.
For now, but there still is a chance of maybe a scattered shower thunderstorm this afternoon. High should reach 73.
By the way, the Sheboygan Pops Twilight concert performance scheduled for tonight has been canceled.
Weather-related, of course.
Definitely. Lightning, thunder, and heavy rain hit the Sheboygan area overnight, causing some minor problems. Lightning caused a tree to fall across 7th Street and Zimbel Avenue about 8:30 this morning. No word on any damage there. Sheriff's Department also said storms caused a tree to fall across Highway 57 near Random Lake. That was about midnight. Lieutenant Jason Learman said about 4 this morning, heavy rains caused mud from a farm field to be washed onto the roadway just east of Ada on County M between Highway 32 and Orchard Road. Highway Department was dispatched to clean up there. Rain overnight totaling over an inch and a half now. More in the forecast over the next several days, including a possibility of strong and severe storms.
And indeed, some of those strong and severe storms hit parts of southern Wisconsin this morning. A tornado warning was issued for the Madison area, but it expired without a touchdown. Still, Todd Pritchard of Wisconsin Emergency Management said there were reports of fallen trees and plenty of power outages as well. Over 28,000 Wisconsin customers were without power close to the noon hour as another round of heavy thunderstorms rumbled through. We Energies reported 19,000 customers out as of 11 o'clock, most in Metro Milwaukee. Wisconsin Power and Light had around 6,000 customers in the dark. About a third of those were in Dane County, which got hit by the second round of storms this morning.
National Weather Service said a total of 6 tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on Monday night, early yesterday. The first one of the season. The strongest hit Verona near Madison. Winds up to 140 miles an hour. Tornado severely damaged 19 homes and caused a wall at an elementary school to collapse. Also hard hit was Platteville. 2 tornadoes, winds up to 120 miles an hour. One of the worst areas hit was the UW campus at Platteville, where several academic buildings, dormitories, and a football stadium received significant damage. Eric Grillard has more.
Steven Tyler manages a Dairy Queen in Platteville that sustained severe damage as a tornado swept through the city Monday night. He was at work when he and his coworkers realized they were in danger.
As soon as we started walking downstairs, all the windows kind of blew in. Everything started blowing, so we just ran downstairs as fast as we could, kind of sat down there for 10, 15 minutes.
Everyone in the area is grateful nobody was killed. Volunteers plan to meet at Platteville High School this afternoon to organize relief efforts and begin hauling debris out of the area. For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillard.
Governor Scott Walker visited both communities yesterday and pledged to seek state and federal aid for those who need it.
Meanwhile, volunteers are being bussed in to help residents of a tiny Nebraska town devastated by twin tornadoes. That tornado, of course, destroying the community of Pingle. Only about 350 people there. There were a few fatalities, over a dozen people injured. But thankfully, those people are cleaning up and hopefully some better weather for them in the near future.
Wisconsin's Ron Johnson among at least 5 U.S. Senate Republicans who say President Obama is wrong to bring suspected Libyan terrorist bomber Abu Qatala to the United States for trial.
Our best line of defense against terrorism is a robust intelligence gathering capability. And when we capture these high-value targets, we need to make sure we detain them and extract every ounce of intelligence from them. You don't do that in hours or days or weeks. You do that by detaining them in a place like Gitmo. You do it over years.
Qatala, said to be a key leader in the September 2012 attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, where Ambassador Chris Stevens and 3 other Americans were killed.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he doesn't support sending any U.S. troops to Iraq.
Mr. President, what has been taking place in Iraq is a civil war. Do the Republicans and their leader believe that servicemen and women from Kentucky and other 49 states across this great country should be inserted in the middle of their civil war? I don't think so.
The Nevada Democrat made the comment ahead of today's meeting with President Obama and other congressional leaders as to what the U.S. should do in the situation.
Lawyers for Boston Marathon bombing suspect Zokhar Tsarnaev want his case tried somewhere else. They're reportedly planning to file a motion seeking to move their client's trial out of Boston due to the overwhelming publicity that the case has received. Today's hearing is the first in the case since April.
A Milwaukee man has been charged with reckless endangering safety for firing a gun at Sheboygan's Kiwanis Park last month. 22-year-old John Yang faces the charge for allegedly firing two shots at the basketball courts the evening of May 31st. According to the criminal complaint, Yang and a group of other members of the Asian Crips gang arrived at the park to confront those who they thought were members of the Sheboygan Boy Gangster Gang. A fight ensued, leading to Yang firing a .45 caliber handgun twice. No one was hit by the bullets, and Yang fled the scene shortly afterwards. Yang was arrested Monday and now faces 12 and a half years in prison if found guilty.
And every so often you'll hear that it's not worth it to own a home, but most young people in Wisconsin don't believe that. A new survey from BMO Harris Bank shows that three-fourths of Badger State residents ages 18 to 34 plan to buy a house in the next 5 years. 14% of the prospective buyers will settle into their first homes. BMO Harris officials say that figure would have been higher had it not been for college debt.
As for your forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, less numerous through the afternoon, high near 73, but they pick up again tonight, low near 60, and more shower and thunderstorm chances tomorrow, high of 74.
Right now we are at 61 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL. WHBL News Time at 12:06.